at the time at our disposal, the hours are sitting at 2 o'clock. The minutes of the previous meeting have been distributed. This was sent electronically to all members last week. So the minutes are with the members. In terms of the agenda, all our members, and this is a new secretary I'm working with, and also serves on the previous ad hoc committee, even if it was only for a limited time, I will recall the previous one. We'll recall of the fifth parliament. I swear to all this is the fifth parliament coming with you up. We'll recall that I had another secretary assigned to me. This is Pilot Webo. So he's the person that will communicate anything around committee meetings with the honorable members. The notice of the meeting has been sent out. The item for consideration today is only one item, which is the agenda, but with your indulgence, honorable members, I wish to deal with the brass standards in the form part pilot of a committee agenda. I open the meeting and I welcome everyone present. Again, apologies. Those apologies will be noted. Are there any further apologies? No further apologies, then we proceed. The minutes of the previous meeting is what I want to check here with so that we can dispense those so that we can get to the item that is up for discussion. I'll go through the minutes page by page, and if there are any corrections that you want to indicate, you may do so. On page 1, basically the names of the members that serve on the committee, and also the status as a voting member or a non-voting member. It's quite a long list, but I know usually MPs look for their own name first, and then they will agree that the minutes in terms of attendance is the correct version of the previous meeting. On page 2, deals with introduction and the process of election of the chairperson, and then page 3 is the opening remarks and what emanated out of that initial discussion the members of the committee had. On the routine, is there a question?
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, there are quite a few questions that were proposed. We did communicate as well.
Concerned about the minutes reflecting agreements reached. There were only two agreements reached.
was that you are related to the chairperson, and the other one was that you will come up with the program. That's all that we agreed upon. No other agreements. I think the minister will appreciate those two issues, specifically like that, just for the sake of clarity taking the process forward. And after the minister forward, is there a person proposing the adoption of these minutes as corrected? Honourable Makule, is there a seconder? Honourable Steve. Are there any matters arising out of these minutes that won't be dealt with under the draft program? I'm asking the secretary now to distribute the draft that has been prepared with the committee assistant. Parliamentary program and determined that Parliament will go into its constituent period at the end of this week. At the same time, there is a number of committees that will be conducting some oversight visits towards the end of this week, so members are really in gears towards the constituency period. Also, political parties have members of Parliament at their disposal for the constituency period, their own programs. So the program is ready to start with the work of the committee on the 23rd of July, where a report by the minister will be tabled by him. There will be deliberations on that report. I therefore will propose that on the next day, the 22nd, that this committee undertake a site visit to Nkandla private residence of the president to evaluate the report of the Minister of Police. You will also recall, honourable members, attached to the report of the Minister of Police, the presentation that he made to the media and the public, there is reference to a number of attachments that are not attached to the report itself here. But we will get into that discussion then. Thereafter, we must deliberate outcomes of that site visit against the report of the Minister of Police. And then we must do evaluation of the work that has been done that thus far at that point, and then do a determination of what needs to be done further. I believe that the program that can allow us to start the work of the committee and allow opening for further input in terms of the draft program. I recognize the Honourable Minister. Honourable Singh.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just want to speak to the logistics. I know that days are all time, but I travel to get honorable commander from Germany to Cape Town. Your flights are very restricted. Right. Now, if we could finish at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday, the last flight that fly out of here is at 5:30, to get to Durban, and then you stay over. And the drive from Durban to Nkandla is quite a long drive, unless we're going to get a different helicopter or something to take us around. So I don't know whether we are being over-ambitious to say that the visit to Canada 22nd and then come back on 23rd is something that we need to consider. Just one ask.
Roosevelt?
Thank you. I suppose, Chairperson, this program is fine, and I think would probably serve to progress the investigations, but I have to place on record that we have, if you like, an existential problem with the status of the police minister's report, since we believe that it is not lawful for one to substitute a recommendation and a remedial action that is ordered by the public protector with another process. I do not propose to detain this committee with that argument on this occasion, but I have prepared some submissions on this matter, and I would like them to table them.
Myself, I'm asking for those copies to be distributed to the other members. Thank you for your submission. And we will factor the submission into our deliberations that will take place. And thank you kindly for making the copies. Honourable Swart.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, Chair, we have the concerns raised by Honourable Self. There will obviously be an opportunity to discuss those issues, but just as far as the table of the reports of concern before the committee, has that been done yet? Are we limiting ourselves? We would request that all the reports should again be tabled. At the very least, that the minister's report be formally tabled for us. And we also have this logistical issue about the travel to and from that will that be practically subject. As far as the legal side is concerned about the status of the reports, we also wish to express our concerns about that. Obviously, one needs to have a discussion then about which reports should be discussed. I see the reference of the committee refers only to the Minister of Police's report, but obviously, we would submit the other reports, including the public protector's report, that should also be considered. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Kubai, Kamele, and then the Honourable Sakule.
Thanks, Chair. I think we welcome this submission. We would have to go through it. It has been distributed and possibly. I think we should allow some time to satisfy an extensive document that we might go through and look at it and then possibly research it. It would be a discussion to do that now. In relation, Chair, following from our discussion and maybe reflecting on the proposed program that is before us, I think we welcome the issues that are reflected and the issues that are noticed too. I think we didn't, but I think the committee secretary will have to look at what is really good, also within what the logistics are needed to do the work that we need to do. But I think my submission would be that we definitely have to try and consider these issues within the committee that means ourselves responsibilities in other committees that we couldn't afford to do it. The other issue that I want to speak to, Chair, is the fact that in terms of the House resolution, and honourable members would have made their own submissions in terms of amending the House resolution, and that's why we ended up with a vote that had a resolution in terms of how we established the committee. And what stands currently as a House resolution based on the rules is that we are a committee that is given money to us. And ordinarily, a committee would have to process issues because we are a committee of parliament established by a National Assembly rules resolution with a particular mandate to look at that, and as per the resolution itself. But secondly, procedurally, in terms of committees, is that a committee doesn't just have things. My thing is that the speaker would have to refer statements up to the committee. ATC, I can't remember the date, I've seen the ATC on terms of announcement. The particular report has been referred to the committee. I've seen that in terms of our announcement. So I think we should stick to that procedure and how the rules and how parliament procedures are, that they are referred. But I did say, going back to what we had discussed as well, which I raised in the last meeting, that let's not try and reinvent the wheel. We had an opportunity, it might not be all of us, but an actual committee of parliament was set up. It did work, it reported to the House, the report was adopted by the House. And that process of all the other reports were done in that. Colleagues might not be happy with it because they walked out and left the process. But the fact remains that the process was done. And therefore we are on another process. And therefore I'm just appealing that let's not reinvent the wheel. The work has been done, we are here now. We're going to look at this and we'll consider if what has been submitted. Thank you.
of the housing issue. I think if we start with what has been mandated to us by the House, then when we go through the minister's report, it is only when we're finished and done that you can see what next can be done. With the second issue of the program, I think changes can be made to our suggestion if we just think would fit the program.
Honourable members, I see another 2 hands, and then I'll come back to the Honourable Checker. The Honourable Kwangwa, followed by the Honourable Moser.
Indeed, thank you very much, Chair, for the draft program. We would like to echo the sentiments of our colleagues who so far ensuring that we get the nature and expression. But I think we remember correctly, we tend to discuss with the view that we're trying to reach anyway. Primarily because, if we remember correctly, the issues of the government contested investment centered around the people that we opposition had resolved like we did for here in front of the committee. When I try to recall what happened in the previous process, that those people were never called to appear in front of that particular structure. So we're not reinventing the wheel by asking them to be part and parcel of this process. Good point. Thank you.
Honourable Mother. Yes, thank you, Chairperson. The two MC comrades did not cover here, unfortunately. I would like to say, if you look at the program, I would see this as a point of departure program. It can't be the final total program. This can be the only way to kick off the process. After this proposed process, there needs to be a further program, if I can put it that way. My colleague, Mr. Kanko, is absolutely correct. It's not a question of reinventing the wheel. The common law didn't have any wheel the last time around. That's exactly the problem. Now, fair that we ask the drafter of the report of Minister of Police to come present his report, but I cannot not say that that's exactly what we requested last time around with the public protector and was not allowed. We asked the public protector to come speak to her report, it was never allowed. But now we don't mind. Maybe we are more happy than then with this report. But be that as it may, I note in the proposed draft program that at this stage, it's not my provision for anybody basically to come and testify or give evidence in front of the committee. It's just that the minister is going to speak to his own report. So I will suggest that that is discussing afterwards. We have exactly the same problem that was mentioned by the CA and the ACTP in terms of the whole process and the legitimacy of the reports in terms of the constitutional questions raised. I was also asked, Chairperson, by the Honourable Mr. Laporta to convey on his behalf, and I just want to express why. If you look at the composition of the committee, you'll see that the group of 10 other parties have 2 voting members, myself and Mr. Singh. So what I asked me to express before in terms of his interpretation also represents him, that from his perspective he do not accept the constitutionality of the committee or the process. It's wrong, and that is you. But in terms of what you've got in front of us at the moment, I can live with what you're proposing, but I still maintain that we still need to call other people as well. And even though our colleagues say that he just speaks to the resolution, even in the report of the minister himself, he refers to other reports. And we cannot just go with his interpretation of those facts. If you are serious in terms of what those reports are, we have to deal with some of the aspects thereof. And I still maintain we need to call the targets of those reports at least. Thank you.
I'm not going to go into the substance of any submission that was made here. It's not, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, if you look at the issue, and also what's being raised by Dr. issues which will arise in the situation. But today, the people of peace to approach this problem, and that has been done. So I want to believe that substantive issues should be deferred to the time when we deal with the deliberation and not now.
Captain, I don't want to move on because you are under risk now that you are opening up discussions that you have created. Is there sufficient space for in this program? Can I get a member to move for the adoption of this program to commit our work on this committee? Honourable Singh?
Chairperson, I would move just taking what you said in the beginning that it's a point of departure. It's our first week's program and matters will arise from the reports that are made by the ministers as we move forward.
And Mr. Proposer, the second of the Honourable Kamele.
Aye, sir.
Thank you. Honourable members, I take into account the issue of logistics. And we will work around this, but this is the week that has been set aside to tweak here and there to ensure that we at least get there timely and spend on the site to attend the evaluation. But put this week aside, and I will work with the committee staff to ensure that everybody gets at least the other one time, and then move as a group. It is the end of committee visiting the site, and we will follow the due process. Because you can't have a knife, you must make arrangements. So between now and the 21st of July, we'll be working on those matters. Honourable members, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.